First item is Site Plan 18-67, Hall Properties, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for one 2,880-square-foot, two-story proposed commercial/storage building and other site improvements. The parcel is 5,000 square feet and is located on the southeast side of Hebron Road, that's Sussex County Road 273. The applicant is requesting relief from the requirements for parking within the front yard setback and has provided an average front yard setback calculation on the plan. Otherwise, the revised preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13.19, and that's parcel 70. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, just to update you that there is a request in, as part of this site plan for a waiver to allow parking in the front yard setback.
Mr. Hopkins, you? Okay. I'm prepared to make a motion. Mr. Chair, with regards to S18-67 Hall Properties, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Site Plan 18-67 Hall Properties as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 22-47 Delmarva Paddle Sports, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for one 8,000 square foot proposed retail building, one 9,900 square foot two-story proposed mini storage building and other site improvements. The parcel is 0.735 acres more or less and is located on the south side of Coastal Highway Route 1. The applicant is requesting relief from the requirements for parking within the front yard setback and an exemption from the requirements of the CHCOZ district. Otherwise, the revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 98. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. And staff further note that any request to amend the requirements of the CHCOZ requires a request for a variance through the Board of Adjustment.
I move we approve.
Well, hold on. What's the staff's position on whether it should get the variance first or come?
Correct. So the staff brought it to the commission for discussion, Mr. Chairman, but the applicant has not yet received a variance for any modification from the combined highway corridor overlay zone. So the process is that if the commission were supportive of that, we would encourage the applicant to make an application to the board, go through that process, obtain a decision, and then bring it back to the commission.
Okay, then I move we defer until after the Board of Adjustment.
A second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Site Plan 22-47 Delmarva Paddle Sports. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Baywood Gardens Residential Planned Community Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of 514 multifamily units housed within 13 four-story buildings to include a clubhouse, indoor pool, outdoor in-ground pool, pavilion, tot lot, parking, and other related site improvements. At their meeting of Tuesday, December 14th, 2021, the Sussex County Council approved a change of zone for the parcels through change of zone number 1922 from neighborhood business, that's B1 district, general commercial district, that's C1, commercial residential or CR1 district to a high-density residential plan community, HRRPC. The change was adopted through Ordinance 2820. It should be further noted that tax parcel ID District 234, Map 23, Parcel 270 was also the subject of a related future land use map amendment through Ordinance Number 2819 to amend the future land use map from commercial area to coastal area in order to permit HR1 zoning of this property. The properties are located on the north and south sides of Long Neck Road, that's Route 23, approximately 0.47 mile east of the intersection of Long Neck Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 23, Parcels 270, 273.01, 273.02, 273.03, and 273.05. The zoning is HRRPC, High Density Residential Plan Community, and staff are currently awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Baywood Gardens Residential Plan Community, RPC, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Baywood Gardens Residential Plan Community, RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 23-05, Selbyville Hardee's Self-Storage preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for 159,595 square foot proposed mini storage building, 12,500 square foot proposed mini storage building, 1,875 square foot proposed mini storage building with 540 square feet of office space and other site improvements. The parcel is 5.712 acres, more or less, and is located on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, that's Route 113. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 16, Parcel 55. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential District. And staff are currently awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve. I move we approve the preliminary site plan for S23-05 Selbyville Hardy Self-Storage.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 23-05 Selbyville Hardy's Self-Storage. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands Michael and Vicki Ebick, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 3.371 acre more or less parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off of a proposed 20-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 1.452 acres, more or less, and the residual lands consist of 1.919 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of an existing private drive known as Hickory Drive, which is located on the west side of Harbison Road, that's Sussex County Road 22. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 1.14. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Michael and Vicki Ebick, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement for lands of Michael and Vicki Evick with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, if there's anyone here that with an interest in lands of Christopher A. and Chandra S. Justice, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement, that item has been removed from the agenda today. Our next item is Dixieland Energy, request for determination of similar use in an LI2 district. Commissioners, I will not be voting on this, but I will stay around to and or joining in the discussion, but I will be here to conduct the meeting. So.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request for determination of permitted use submitted on behalf of Dixieland Energy, a Maryland-based distributor of petroleum products, for an existing industrial site containing 8.51 acres, more or less. The site was formerly the site of the Webb and Turner Concrete and Masonry plant, and most recently was utilized by Peninsula Oil as a portable sanitation and dumpster roll-off storage and distribution facility. Specifically, the request is to clarify whether the existing light industrial LI2 zoning of the site would allow the following proposed uses as a permitted use of the site. Number one, storage above ground and or underground of petroleum products, including but not limited to dyed and undyed diesel, heating oil, kerosene, gasoline, biofuels, and LP gas for filling trucks for delivery to residential, commercial, and agricultural customers. Number two, wholesale distribution of bulk and packaged lubricants and motor oils. Number three, HVAC contractor, both installation and service. Number four, LP gas contractor, both installation and service. And number five, no retail activities. The property is located at 26002 River Road and is lying on the north side of River Road, that's Sussex County Road 490, just west of the municipal limits of the town of Blades in Seaford, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 1, Parcel 2, and the zoning district is LI2 Light Industrial District.
Mr. Chairman, or Madam Chairman, as we are, if I can assist to explain. So this is, the Commission will not have seen many of these requests before. This is a parcel that is within an LI2 zoning district, and the Commission has a power within an LI2 zoning district to determine whether a proposed use is similar to something that is already permitted in that zoning district. And what we have is we have a request before the Commission that is capable of being permitted in an LI1 district subject to acreage limitations, but that is not mentioned specifically in an LI2 district. But you also have to think that in the LI2 district, everything that's allowed in LI1 is allowed in LI2. So staff have worked with the applicants on this and agreed to bring it before the Commission, because the Commission has the ability to determine that the proposed use is similar to what is allowed in LI2, which would make it permitted in LI2, in LI1, that would make it permitted in LI2. So, if that helps.
Can I just ask a question, and I'll put you guys on the spot. Does the staff have any objection to it being found to be similar to the permitted use?
The use is identical. It is a filling station, and there's a limitation in the LI1 district on acreage, but because the LI2 district is more intensive than an LI1 district, staff wouldn't object if the Commission were to agree that this was similar. So there would be no concern there. So.
Yes, and additionally, I will note, you will see on Director Whitehouse's screen there that the limitation is if it's located in a district of 50 acres or more, and the use has to be limited to 1 acre. And I can confirm that the district area for that specific zoning district is 38.98 acres or 39 acres currently.
So they're just asking for clarification whether they should move forward if it's similar use.
Well, the code actually, so the code lists permitted uses in LI2. It right. says these are all the things that you can do. But there's a catch-all, that's an A. B, there's a catch-all that says, where in the judgment of the commission, a use is not specifically referenced, but is similar to those listed as permitted, it may be permitted by approval of the commission. So what they're asking you is to say, well, these four uses or five uses that they've outlined, they're similar to what's permitted in LI2 and LI1, therefore it's a permitted use here.
So were you going to do it, Bruce?
You go ahead.
Well, so if we are in favor of it, do we just read this, or do you want to help me make a motion?
So I think the motion would be that that you move that the proposed uses outlined in Dixieland Energy USA's May 3, 2023 uses 1 through 5 of that letter are not specifically listed as permitted uses in section 115.102 of the Sussex County Zoning Code, but they are similar to those listed as permitted, and therefore they should be permitted by approval of the commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant the request from Dixieland Energy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion's carried 3-0.